Hey sluts, I'm Aubrey, an Aquarius Sun, Scorpio Moon, Taurus Rising.
And I'm Danny, a Sag Sun, Leo Moon, Libra Rising.
And we're your Astro Sluts. Our final episode.
Our final episode of
just the season.
Summer. Literally. Don't worry. Just for a minute here.
Just for a minute. It's been a fun, hot and slutty time. Today we're talking about kink in the birth chart. So that's a fun little adventure.
Yeah.
More of an exploratory episode, I would say.
Yeah, for sure.
But it should be fun.
We're excited to get into it.
Thanks for calling Astro Sluts. Leave your birth time.
If you want to know how to get that guy, text their mom. We're going to need that time. We'll be your latest crush. Call us Astro Sluts.
Do you have any life updates for us?
Nothing huge. I knew this, but like, I'm sure you can hear I'm so dehydrated.
Oh.
Just need to be drinking more water. Otherwise, I'm trying to humble myself this week.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I got like a bit high and mighty for a second.
Okay.
Where I was like, I'm literally the most well-adjusted, evolved person. I've been doing lots of the work. And I was like, I'm literally so impressive. I'm amazing. I'm like starting I'm starting this book called Spiritually Sassy, which I started like a long time ago and then just kind of lost. And now I'm restarting it. And I'm reading it being like, yeah, okay, yeah, other people like really need to work on this. And then there was like, there's like an exercise. It's like the first exercise in the book. And it's like it's like in chapter 3 or something, but it's like set a timer for 5 minutes and just like notice what thoughts are coming up. And I was like, oh, I'm being mean. I was like, okay, I think maybe there's always more work to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just was like, okay, let's relax.
Yeah, that's good.
It is. I just think it's funny, though, yeah, that I literally, like, earlier this week, I was like, remember when we were like, I'm not a narcissist. How dare anyone say that? I was like, no, I literally am one.
I don't think you are.
I don't think I am,
but
either.
But I get it. Sometimes I'm like, I've transcended. So I don't know what the rest of you people are doing, but I've transcended.
That was my vibe. And then now I'm like, okay, let's relax on that. There's a lot to do still.
I've been there. I understand. Yeah.
What's your update?
Well, I'm feeling better than last week. I'm feeling less raggedy and tattered.
Good.
I had like just like a really nice weekend and I just think I needed it.
Yeah.
I bought like 10 sunny angels since last week. So I just feel so much better.
Transcended.
I've transcended. And it was good. I went to Sun Life today.
Oh, how was it?
It was so good. We went like literally at like 1:45. So like, it was like chilled out from this morning, and my parents ended up they were on a walk and they like looped around and met us. And then of course my dad, it was like, you have to take a picture with the guy.
Stop.
You're so excited about it.
Shut up.
So my dad made me take a photo of the guy. I was so nervous and embarrassed because I'm shy, so I was so nervous. But he gave me a gift bag, which was really nice.
Okay,
so my dad
it.
Was like, you're welcome, because it was like a really good gift bag. So shout out Sunlight Organics.
Yeah.
I know. But it was really good. And we went to like a cute, like French inspired market in Oak Park yesterday. Just like cute, nice things. I just like needed to spend money, honestly.
I just needed to
go to cute things and like buy shit.
And Venus then, retrograde is
literally, literally that. Like I was having a hard time without my spending.
Yeah.
And then my other update, this is a call to action. For my Libra risings, I would love to know if you're also just getting your ass kicked by Saturn in your sixth house. Because me and my boyfriend are like down bad in the health department. We're fine probably. But like he's been having a journey. I went to the doctor, like literally just like physical. I should get a physical, new blood work done like before I'm 26. Cause like, I don't know if I'll have a good insurance, whatever. And everything was bad. I got literally the longest my chart message from my doctor about how every blood work thing that I got tested was wrong and off. It was so overwhelming.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't do that because I thought anything was wrong. Like, I feel like fine. So it was obvious. It's just like very stressful. Like, I literally think I'm fine, but like literally all my tests came back bad. Like, everything was wrong. And so I had to get like more blood work done. And I'm like, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's weird. You would think you'd like be
feeling weird.
I know. That's what had to like bring me back down to earth. And he was like, do you feel fine? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, okay, then I think it's probably fine.
Yeah.
Like, if things were like that bad, you'd probably not be feeling great. But like, it was just like so weird. So yeah, I would love to know if anyone else with this Saturn in their sixth house this year. I think it's been since May, maybe.
Yeah.
If anyone else is feeling some drama with it, because I know the Libra risings in my world are.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah. But I bought some Sunny Angels and then I got over it.
Inner child healing.
Yeah, exactly.
Should we get into the current sky?
I think so.
All right. Here's our roster.
We've got the current sky updates. Who's on the team? Who's the understudy? Who's on the bench? And who is on the starting line of the sky?
Our first draft pick for the week. I don't think that's not really a good analogy.
Who knows?
But it sounds good. Venus is stationing direct.
Shout out to
finally. This is happening on September 3rd. This means that Venus has like finished moving backwards in our birth charts, so it's gonna like stop and then like slowly start moving forward again. Venus like has been affecting like our love lives, our values, our money. And you can also look in your birth chart like what specific house this was affecting for you personally. So starting September 3rd, we should start to feel like unstuck, like we've learned the lessons that we needed to over the past couple weeks, like we've reflected, we've come to realizations in these parts of our lives, and we're going to start to feel like the momentum moving forward again. We will be in the post-retrograde shadow until October 7th, so we talked about this when we mentioned it was, or like Mercury was in the pre-shadow period. But so this means Venus is about to be traveling back over the points in your chart that it just retrograded over. So this will be the third time it's hitting all these points. So it's like, it's giving third time's a charm energy of like the themes that have been coming up for the last like month or two.
Yeah.
Are going to come back up again, but hopefully it's like concluding energy. It's going to be easier this time. And it's like, ah, I get it now. And
yeah.
Then we're moving on.
I have a side note.
Okay. The universe.
Yeah.
So predictable.
I know. Next up this week, we have Jupiter stationing retrograde on September 4th. Jupiter is going to be retrograde through December 31st, so just through the rest of the year this is happening. Jupiter is like, it's like a middle range planet, so it's like, obviously they call it like a social planet sometimes, so it's not like super close to you, not like Mercury where it feels like very personal sometimes, but it's obviously like closer than like a Uranus retrograde where it's like very far, so can keep that in mind. But it's going to be retrograde in Taurus. Jupiter is all about like expansion, abundance, growth, very like outward feeling things. So when it's retrograde, it's going to want to turn the focus inward. How are you expanding your inner self? How are you growing? How are you valuing yourself? That Taurus energy, or like, what are you working towards inner growth wise? I think this would be a nice time to think about what, like, you want to release in terms of fears, like stagnant relationships, stagnant, like, energy or thoughts that aren't propelling you forward. How can you level up or get to, like, the next place you want to be, the next area you want to expand into? And then this will affect the area that Taurus rules in your chart. So can check your birth chart, see where Taurus is. And Jupiter's been there for a minute now, so it's not like a new area of your life, but just something to like come back to since we'll have a retrograde here for the next couple months.
Love.
Today, for sex ed, we're talking about kink in the birth chart. We have gone about this in a information dump kind of outline. What am I trying?
It's
format?
Gonna be a little format. Bit chaotic.
The format is dump. So kink, I was just gonna say we've dropped our thoughts and we'll try to organize that as we go through, I think.
Yeah, kink is like, as you can imagine, something that's like not really easy to find like real actual information about. So it's very much like us just like going through people's TikToks and Tumblr posts and like forums and like trying to piece together like what everyone's kind of saying mixed with our own ideas, opinions.
Yeah, it's an interesting mix when you're looking into it of like someone being like Aries and then like explaining the most specific fantasy. I'm like, this is literally one person's thing. Like, yeah. I like, there's some things that are just like so funny and specific. I'm like, multiple people did not definitely like, they did not tell you this.
It's
like,
not
this
a universal
comes from
yeah.
one person. And then obviously there's just like Cancers love their moms, try a, you know, some kind of role play with like, you know, and you're like, okay, like there's just like such a like, there's very broad, there's very narrow, and then there's obviously like a bunch of different places you can use. Like, we're gonna touch on, there's obviously like body rulership, which comes up a lot. Asteroids come into play here. Like, you can think about the fifth house, you can even just think about like the signs and then plug them into like where maybe your sun is or your Mars or like what you have in the fifth house, so you can kind of like plug things in that way. So we'll just go through it, we'll share our findings.
Before we get too deep into the astrology, I do want to say that like this, I use this episode as like a tool of self-reflection and like not to look at your crush's chart or like assume what people are into based on like what we're saying and based on their chart. Like, you still need like consent and communication around like what people are into. Like, do like literally just do not
go look show at, up somewhere
or like, I don't know, look at someone's chart and be like, they for sure have a mommy kink or whatever. Like some astrologers are like even anti looking at your crush's chart at all, like just get to know people. But I think this in particular is like a thing in which like this is for you, and as a tool of like self sexual liberation and expansion. And that's my disclaimer.
That's good, I think.
I guess transitioning into more general astrology, I do think that there is something of like, I do think we're all kinky. Like, as I think any human is kinky, but just like some people are like more blocked than others.
Yeah.
So in like all the different ways to like look at kink, we can talk about like what would make someone like kinkier or not, but like,
yeah, I think people just like different things.
Yeah, no,
and
exactly.
Then people are open to saying what they're into or not.
Right.
And obviously also, it's more the scale, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's creative.
No, everyone's an artist. Yeah. Yes. And like also, I think that there is an interesting aspect of like, as a society, like, I think our definition of like what is actually kinky like is changing. Like,
yeah,
I feel like they must talk about this in like Sex in the City or some show like that. But like, choking used to be something that was like so kinky. Yeah. And now I feel like something like choking is just like,
yeah, it's just like part of sex.
Yeah, no, it's like, yeah, duh. Like, I know, who the fuck doesn't do that?
Yeah.
So just interesting. I'm like, I'm just a hot topic tangenting right now. But I also listened to the Handsome podcast is brand new. It's like Mae Martin, like Tig, and what the fuck is that other comedian's name? I don't know. It's like three gay like comedians. And they were all talking about how none of them like do like any like butt stuff at all, ever, never. I was like, none of you?
Yeah.
I was like,
that's interesting.
What are you guys doing? I'm like, old people.
Yeah.
Old people.
Yeah, that's funny. Again, and this is just me asking you to watch it just like that. But there, I don't know if it was the finale or the second to last episode, there was like a really good, like, kind of same vibe of like the, oh my God, what is his name? It's like supposed to be Stanford's partner, but they're divorced now because obviously, rest in peace to Stanford. But he's,
spoilers,
he's dating, well, in real life.
Oh,
he died.
Oh, I didn't realize.
But
that. I guess maybe it was a while ago.
Yeah, okay. It was a while ago. But he's dating like a younger guy, and that's like a huge thing in their relationship. Mm. He's like, I've never been fucked. Like, that was just not the thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I'm not a woman. And then the younger guy's like, that's what? Really fucked up. Like, yeah. I'm not a woman either. Like, that's like a really like ancient way to look at this.
Yeah.
But it's funny. It like, it progresses nicely, but I won't spoil it. But it is like a good, it is just like a very generational, like cute, like nice little insert there.
Which, and then I suppose then looking at the outer planets in regards to kink.
Yeah.
Is exactly what we're describing.
No, totally.
As just like, as society, we are shifting into like our like Pluto and Sagittarius is gonna be like much
the
more like
away
liberated of like those like taboo like unspoken topics. We're why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas like if you had Pluto in
I'm trying to like
Virgo or something.
I'm trying to think of what it would actually be. I can't think of what it would be, but exactly. Yeah. Like if you're couple generations ahead of us, those planets are going to be a lot more traditional, perhaps.
We'll start off with an overview of like what sorts of places and things to look at in your chart for like kink exploration. I also, another tangent, it'll be short, I also discovered that like I looked up like the difference between like kink and fetish because I felt like I needed like a little refresher. Mm-hmm. And kink is something that's like not unusual to be into, and fetish is like something you need to have in order to be aroused, and is typically like not standard. I had never had like heard that
really
definition
about
of
it.
Fetish.
Yeah. But that like that makes sense.
Yeah. So, like, technically, if you say someone has, like, a foot fetish, that would be, like, they can't get off without having feet. Whereas, like, I suppose some, I feel like maybe some people just might have, like, a foot kink where they're, like, no, that is, like, hot. But they don't, like, need it.
Okay, yeah. Good to know.
Good to know moving forward. Anyways, things to look at in your birth chart. Mars, of course, we did a whole episode on Mars, more like generally hookup vibes, but definitely like your Mars placement, house sign could give you insight on kinks. I do have in my notes like Pluto is very like taboo. Those are both like, they both co-rule Scorpio, which is like famously our hot kinky sign, stereotypically. I would look at the 8th house, potentially like 5th, 12th house. I think 5th, like 8th house, like rules sex and like taboo, like death, like those feel like very like more like things you would be shamed for kind of mm-hmm. like area. But fifth is more like playful. So honestly, perhaps just I would depending on your like relationship yeah. to sex.
Yeah, I was literally gonna say I feel like that's just how you look at it personally.
Yeah. Or like 12th house is like things that are like hidden, you're like subconscious, more those like those things. Yeah, sorry, I just got a text.
I got a text.
I was distracted by but 12th house is gonna be more those like deep dark things that you're like pushing down and you're like, oh, I could never tell anyone that that's yeah. what I'm into. There are asteroids that you could look at that we've covered in past episodes, like Eros, Lust, Lilith. Mm-hmm. And I would also look to like Venus is also like more sensual, but could
yeah.
give you some insight. And like Uranus is just generally quirky, eccentric, rebellious kind of vibe. Then more generally, I would say you could just like translate any rulership of a sign to a kink. Like mm-hmm. we know Capricorns are very like power hungry. That's easy translate.
Yeah.
They want to like dom in the bed, like as a kink. Like literally anything that you could think of to like describe one of the signs, like just turn it into a kink and like you could look at it like that.
Yeah, I'll point out like body parts as we go through too, but also those are like very easy
yeah.
to plug in here. Like we know that Pisces rules the feet. Again, there comes in our foot fetish or perhaps
it'll
foot
be
kink
a
motif. Yeah,
in general, I think people that you might find like are more kinky than others would be like heavy eighth house people, mm-hmm. like lots of placements in that house, or like we said, like fifth house, 12th house, like lots of placements in there. Of course, like sign dependent and just like how you were raised dependent,
yeah,
too,
for
I
sure.
think. Heavy Scorpio, especially like a Scorpio Mars or Scorpio rising people. And I also think like Aquarius, Gemini are also very like experimenters, like mm-hmm. definitely going to be the people that are like, be like, yeah, I'll fucking try it. Why not?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think in my experience though, like also like obviously fire air is going to mm-hmm. be like, oh yeah, duh. They're so yeah. like rebellious and what we'll do whatever. But I almost feel like earth and water signs like are on the DL, like so
yeah.
kinky.
Yeah, probably because it's like I feel like it lends well to the like because it's almost just like you wouldn't expect it.
Yeah,
so it makes it like more obvious or something when you see it, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
just because you're not like it, probably going into a situation expecting it, and then when you're there you're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if you're going into this being like, oh, my God, they're probably so kinky. And then they just, like, are. It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
I kind of thought that.
Yeah. I almost feel like air and fire can almost be more, like, basic
yeah.
in their kinkiness. And then, like, you get, like, a Virgo or something and you're like, the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But why are Virgos supposed to be so kinky?
I have found that they are.
Well, I know, but I don't disagree.
Okay.
I just like, why do people say that? Is it literally just like situational? Everyone agrees? Or is there something in astrology? Because everywhere oh. I was reading, people were just like, Virgos, the undercover kinky ones of the zodiac. And I'm like, yeah, but like, why do we keep saying that? Like, I don't disagree.
Yeah, I guess
I just was wondering if there was like a reason.
I can't like cite something specific, but I think it's literally just that they're like so tightly wound.
Yeah. Yeah.
That like when they let loose, it's like fucking loose.
Yeah, that's fair. And it's like because they're like ruled by the Virgin. So it's like, again, that kind of like error sign of just like you don't expect it or something. Like,
yeah.
That's not how they come off in everyday life or the outer world
so
or
it's
something.
The, like surprising.
Yeah.
Nature of it.
Yeah. I'll take it.
And then a couple aspects that I saw somewhere mm-hmm. in the internet is like a Pluto ascendant aspect or a Pluto Mars aspect mm. would bring up some kink mm-hmm. or a Mars Uranus aspect.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Take a look out for those.
Yeah.
Shall we start going through the signs.
Yeah. We'll obviously start with Aries, who rules the head. I feel like just for Aries, this isn't necessarily like a kink, but like maybe it is. I don't know. Just like very athletic sex, like very physical, like like sweating.
Yeah.
Like it is like a workout. It is an exercise, but that's what like turns them on. I think obviously with like, I mean, when I think of Aries ruling the head, I think of like giving head, which I think they're very much into and like to receive. But obviously it can also be like a hair a tug, mm-hmm. a hair pull, mm-hmm. things like that. A gentle head massage perhaps to turn them on. Playing with maybe. Hair. Maybe.
Mind games.
Mind control.
A heated debate.
Literally. Fucking heated argument.
Do not let me forget to tell you about a heated argument I had with somebody the other day.
Please.
Later.
Okay.
Like we're getting dinner after.
Yeah, I know. We've got a list, each of us, of shit to talk about.
I know, now that we don't see each other every day, it's
I know.
Crazy.
I know. I'm like, hi, we have to do this podcast, but I also have 35 things to tell you that I didn't text you about when we text 24/7. It didn't even come up in conversation. Like, what the fuck?
That's so insane of us.
I know.
Like the way that we're ever like, I forgot to tell you this.
I know. Okay, like, well, when?
I can tell you literally every thought that crosses my brain.
Same.
Anyway, moving on.
Aquarius kink. Yeah.
Literally. Information sharing.
Yeah.
Anything more on Aries that we want to chit chat about?
I don't think specifically. Taurus. Mm-hmm. Taurus rules the neck. So obviously like neck kisses, massages, choking here. I do think that like literally massage would just be such a good like turn on for Taurus. Like skin to skin is coming up for me here.
Yeah.
I always say skin to skin and I know that's like a newborn baby thing. But to me, I always think about it
well,
for
we're
like.
We're all just newborn babies.
Yeah, that's
babies.
What I like. Just skin to skin. Everyone likes skin to skin.
Definitely like lingerie, like any sort of like aesthetic choice that you can make, like a fashion.
Yeah, I always think about like the candles that you burn down into a massage oil.
No,
like,
absolutely.
That's so Taurus.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Like, yeah. Like, I want to say basic, but I don't even mean that in a like in a rude way. Just like. Just the things that are, like, truly, like, made for a little sexy moment like that, like, I feel like does work well for Taurus.
I could also see, like, an eating.
I was just going to say Jessica Simpson's edible whipped cream. I think it was Jessica Simpson's.
For sure. Any sort of, like, any sort of, like, chocolate
lube.
Yeah.
The edible lotion. Literally.
I'm not that I'm yucking anyone's yum.
Yeah.
It's just not for me.
No.
Okay. I would rather use like a real food as opposed to
for sure.
chocolate
from JCPenney.
Yeah. Exactly. But I also just think like even like just like a watching someone eat sort of thing or like
mukbang.
Yeah.
Gemini rules the hands. So obviously handsy things, hand jobs, fingering, sucking on fingers. Mm-hmm. I forget about that a lot. Guys love that.
Oh yeah. You have to remember that.
I always, I don't think about that. And I read that. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot about that. Also just like anything with words.
Yeah.
Phone sex. Sex stick. I feel like the audio porn things like apps or whatever that
Dipsy.
Website Dipsy Quinn, like anything that's talking you through it, whether you're like literally talking to your partner or like listening, I feel like would be so good for them.
Totally.
More oral sex here.
Mm-hmm. I would see like a group sex
yeah
sex party kind
yeah,
of vibe.
Totally. mixing and mingling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a cocktail hour beforehand. Yeah,
literally.
A debrief afterwards.
I do also think this obviously like depends on the nature of your relationship with someone, but I could see Geminis being turned on by you like telling them about sex you've had.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, obviously not if it's like your insecure partner who is like hates that you dated anyone else before them, but like you know what I mean? If you're in like a more like chill something, like I could see them being like very turned on by like you telling like your sexcapades.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I think or just fun. Any sort of like hearing about your fantasies out loud.
Yeah, totally.
If it's like not something that's happened in the past, like something that you want to happen in the future. Yes.
Love it.
Or I could see like instruction. Mm-hmm. I just read somewhere like it's a student teacher dynamic, mm-hmm. but very much like, here's how to do it.
Yeah.
Here's what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Cancer.
Boobs.
Totally.
Famously boobs.
Famously boobs. It is giving mommy kink.
Yeah.
Any sort of like nipple boob, like,
mm-hmm.
dare I say, an impregnation.
Yeah, I was going to say braiding kink.
Yeah.
Again, it is giving skin on skin here too, like closeness, like spooning sex,
mm-hmm.
like anything that's like also a cuddle.
Yeah. I'm also seeing like lactation, like any sort of like liquid.
Yeah, for sure.
Water. Any water sign. Cum, water, like.
Yeah.
Wet and sticky vibes.
Mm hmm.
I also saw somewhere Virgo moon is like mommy kink vibes too.
Oh, that makes sense. Leo, the upper back, the spine and the heart. Definitely like I feel like we obviously know Leos love to be the star, but anywhere they can like perform, like make a video, fuck in front of the mirror, like maybe someone's watching you,
mm-hmm.
anything like that. Even like I feel like having sex standing up. Like anything where they're like, feel like the scene is all about them. I do think more breeding kink for Leos. They're obviously our fifth house of creation. With the upper back, spine and heart, like massages, scratching their back, all those kinds of things.
Like a cat.
Literally like a cat. Somewhere else said like anything you can put your chest together and feel the heartbeat.
Stop.
Like, oh, that's beautiful. Okay.
Is that a kink?
I don't know. That's what I'm like. Okay. It's kind of just like it's romantic, just like nice. I guess. Heart to heart kink. Maybe a stethoscope.
Oh my God. Really get it in those
ways. Right. Really get up close and personal.
I could also see like a role playing thing.
Yeah.
Like we have a Leo friend that says, life's a stage, baby.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
Any sort of
put
like,
on a show.
Put on a show.
Get in character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Virgo.
Virgo rules the nervous system. We talked a little bit about Virgos at the beginning, but definitely love to please. I feel like oral is going to be a big one there for them. I think it's like for a Virgo, I think it is about just like being in an environment or being with a person that you can like drop out of your activated nervous system and like feel relaxed and settled first. So whether you like need like a massage or it's like a little gummy or something. I feel like that's not like a kink, but just like a nice way to ground yourself and feel open. I feel like Virgo could definitely have a praise kink.
Yeah. Why haven't we brought this up?
I wrote that down, but I'm like, I couldn't find that anywhere.
Well, I feel like there's star students for that.
It's right there
on this Tumblr post.
Great.
No, because when we started recording this segment, I was like, oh, wait, I didn't look that hard at my chart when prepping for this episode. But I have like low key been thinking the last like month or two, I was like, wait, I low key have a praise kink, but like nothing that I've like done like in a sexual way. I just like literally anything I do, I just need everyone
always. Which I do too, but yeah.
I just like, I was like, wait, you guys, I literally have a praise kink. Like, what? I make anything. I'm like, you want to see what I made? Or I literally am like, will you tell me I did a good job on this? Like, I just, I don't even ask for people's real opinion. I'm like, will you say you like my outfit today?
I feel the same way.
But I have Virgo fifth house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite giving.
Yeah, Virgo's my 12th house.
Yeah. I could also see like a I'm not gonna say this word right for some reason. Degradation.
Yeah. Degradation.
Yeah. Degradation. I don't know why I thought it doesn't that seem like not right.
Yeah.
They wanna be degraded.
Yeah. For sure.
I could see happening as well, which like sounds definitely horrifying to me, but like
I know I
but like also like who know, like I think that like your worst horror is probably also your like greatest turn on kind of vibe. It's a circle.
Yeah, that is such like, I just, it's just not for me obviously, but he would always be like, he definitely had something in that realm going on. He was a Scorpio, but he would always be like, is my dick small? Is my dick small? Stop. And it like literally wasn't. I was always like, no. Like, do you want me to say it is? But like, I was like, he wouldn't ever say like, I want you to tell me it is. But he would like ask. And I was like, it's literally like really like actually hurting a lot. Like, it's not small. So like, I don't know what you want me to say. But I feel like that is like,
He wanted it to be small so bad.
Or like he'd ask me to like compare it to other people or whatever.
Oh, I like, do remember that.
Yeah.
That is so interesting. It's the same.
That, yeah.
For sure.
But like literally just wouldn't ask. Like, just tell me what you want me to say, because you keep asking and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this information.
Yeah, go back and listen to our communication episode in this season. It's important to know how to communicate your needs and wants and desires. Anyway, Libra.
Libra rules the lower back, the butt. So obviously we have spanking, we have anal, we have anything that could have to do with a butt here.
Mm-hmm.
I also think like multiple partners here is a big one, like sharing, as the straight boys like to call it. But yeah, I feel like either like watching or sharing like multiple people, I think is a big turn on for a Libra. And I don't know if it's like because it like throws off the like is it that like horrifying but like hot thing for a Libra to see like their partner with someone else, because it like ruins the like Libra balance.
Yeah.
Or is it like because like Libras are just for everyone? Like, I don't know which angle necessarily, maybe a little bit of everything.
Both, yeah.
I do think that works well for a Libra.
For sure. Because it's like they want this like one true partnership. And
yeah,
then
but
it's
like, what about someone else fucked them?
Yeah. Well, it's almost like you know that they are yours.
Yeah.
But like.
Yeah.
Someone else can have a taste.
Yeah, yeah. For like right now.
Yeah. And like getting turned on by that like security almost.
Yeah, literally.
Kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. We have Scorpio here. Scorpio obviously rules the genitals. So they are our kink star, if you want to be basic about it. Obviously like power is going to be a huge thing. Like whatever that means to you. Like, I feel like that could just come up in like a lot of ways, but power is going to be a huge thing. I also think Scorpios too have an anal thing.
Scorpio like rules like literal like shit,
so
like, yeah,
that's also coming up for them here.
Mm-hmm.
Again, more water themes, shower sex.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's wet and sticky is going to be nice for a Scorpio.
Yeah, I think also anything like a little bit dangerous.
Yeah.
Like I could see like bondage chains, like mm-hmm. blood play kind of thing.
Yeah.
Coming into like spooky Scorpio vibes.
Yeah, for sure.
Sagittarius. I feel like this is giving very big like voyeurism, yeah, very much sure. like travel, public sex, like.
Yeah. Again, like definitely like more athletic, I would say, like our Aries fire sign energy, but like super adventurous, like mm-hmm. is going to be turned on by like public, someone watching, anything that just feels like it shouldn't be right.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Pushing the limits.
Yeah, exactly. Very boundary pushing. Sag rules the hips, thighs, and butt. So again, anything that's happening here, whether it's like touch, kiss, a thigh job I saw come up somewhere. I've never done it, but apparently people are getting people off with their thighs. So good for them.
The lesbians are. For sure. Like, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happens with
certain
combinations.
Yeah, I saw someone talking about the penis.
Okay.
I've never done it.
Good for them.
But we could do a lot of things. But yeah, definitely like public sex, I think, is a huge one here.
Yeah.
I know. I also saw someone just like talking about all the ways you could have sex in an airplane bathroom, which just is like so nasty to me. But like it is like if there was a sign for it, it's giving Sag. It was like you could lay down this way on the airplane toilet. Like, could you? I cannot imagine laying down on an airplane toilet.
I think Libra likes clean.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's
Libra
true.
Likes it to be clean. So I think that cancels that one out for
it's
you.
It's not for me. The germs are not for me. Not to judge. Just a germ
your
thing.
Life. Yeah.
Just a germ thing.
I also think that Sag is like on the other half of like the Gemini, like student teacher. But yeah. like Sag is the teacher. Gemini mm-hmm. wants to be the student.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. Capricorn. Skin, teeth, and bones.
Yo.
Like, why does that sound like terrible?
Biting, perhaps.
Yeah.
Though.
Gentle biting. Also with Saturn, I think that's like a good one to think about here with Capricorn, like any kind of restraint or like boundaries, like literally pushing someone up against a wall or like restraint as in like tying someone up. I think that's like a good idea for this.
Yeah. I could also see the like humiliation mm-hmm. sort of like masochism coming for in sure. here too.
For sure. Any kind of like work dynamic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like either like literally like yeah. office sex, but like I think is it the other woman? Maybe where they're like having sex in the office and then like the wife bursts in. I think it's that movie, but that movie like reminds me of this. I kept watching it at the office.
He's just not that into you is what I'm is also oh. happens that it's like Bradley Cooper and Scarlett Johansson are fucking in his
oh,
office and then she's wearing like a red dress and she gets shoved in his like
yes
closet.
That's what I'm thinking yes. of. I was thinking of the Leslie Mann one, but
and
no,
then Demi Moore comes in and tries to like
yeah.
seduce
oh, yes.
him and he's like
there's literally
no,
a woman
no.
in my closet
yeah. and he's like I'm not into you anyway.
Yeah, that suit is terrible, but it's that
terrible.
It's giving that
classic
mm-hmm.
movie. Any sort of like withholding
mm-hmm.
like edging, like
yeah
like Capricorn is very like delayed gratification.
Yeah,
so anything where you can like be like not yet or like mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I don't know, like not letting someone orgasm or
totally.
Like that kind of like
yeah more restraint.
Yeah.
Aquarius rules the calves, shin, and ankles. So again,
it's giving Victorian.
Do that way you will. Literally.
When the ladies started to wear their skirts a little shorter, the Aquarians
went wild.
Yeah.
I think this is another like group sex energy
mm-hmm.
for everyone. We're for the community here. I also think technology, like, for if we sure. think about technology, FaceTime, toys, yeah. FaceTime, literally,
vibrators, yeah.
Yeah, like sexting to vibrators.
Yeah.
The spectrum of technology. But I feel like, yeah, any way to incorporate that is going to be a big turn on.
What's like anime sex called? I can't think of the word right now.
I don't know.
It's like called something, but very much like cartoons having like, yeah. like Kim Possible Shego, like fan fiction. I took a fan fiction workshop earlier today.
Oh my God, how was it? I forgot to ask.
It was good. Alice Sparkly Cat. And someone named Lux hosted it. And it was, like, really cute. It was, like, uh-huh. for Venus Retrograde. It was 2 hours long, which was, like, I was making a photo dump on Instagram by the end of it, to be yeah. honest, which is, like, typically not my vibe. I'm typically, like, very good student. Like, I'm, like, all in. Like, any yeah. sort of, like, self-help book, I'm, like, I'm going to be all in. And then when it's finished, I can, like, reflect on if I liked it or not. And, like,
yeah.
2 hours was a long time.
Yeah.
And they did eventually like acknowledge that, like, if you've never done this before, this is like a lot.
Yeah.
yeah. Like, it's like, because people were, other people in the chat were like, is anyone else like so overwhelmed? Like, and it was just like a lot of like little writing exercises.
Uh-huh.
But it was cool.
Yeah, that's fun.
I enjoyed it. It literally was like, come up with two characters and like come up with name, or they gave us like options for like little bit, like probably like 10 different characters to choose from. Uh-huh. It was like, choose two of them, name them, what's their ship name, like, and then we had to like write about them.
That's fun.
It was fun. Anyway, I'm like, it's giving Pisces fan fiction. Not to get ahead of ourselves, we'll literally. Stay with Aquarius for maybe another second. But yes, any sort of like cartoon sex, any sort of like, honestly, just like alien sex,
mm-hmm.
Like bugs, and there's like some weird fucking shit out yeah. there, like giving that.
Yeah, totally.
I could see like having sex with strangers as mm-hmm. well, like going the total opposite of like our Aquarius friendship vibe, like
yeah
being like, I want to hook up with someone I've like literally know yeah, nothing
just,
about.
Just open to everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Pisces
feet
for free.
Feet for free. Obviously anything with feet involved, foot yeah. play, foot jobs,
footsie,
foot massages, toe sucking,
mm-hmm.
Anything, again, fantasy vibes,
yeah,
fanfic, being the fantasy, writing about your fantasy, telling someone your fantasies, role play, a great one,
mm-hmm.
Again, wet.
Yes.
Anything wet. I could see piss kink happening here.
Spit.
Mm-hmm. Any liquids, bodily fluids.
Mm-hmm. I could see, like, okay, honestly, for Sag too, but also Pisces, some sort of, like, religious.
Yeah.
Kink.
Totally. Yeah.
Like, giving sexy nuns or, like.
Yeah. I know. I don't know if it was this post or someone different, like, kept having, like, things to dress up as, and it was cracking
ooh,
me up.
That's fun.
Like, Cancer, like, be a nurse, you yeah. know, or, like, like, Virgo, fun. Like, sexy maid outfit. Like, it was just, like, funny, but, like, for Sag, they def had, like, sexy nun, sexy priest.
Love.
I know. So great. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This post says dacrophilia is like a crying kink.
That's funny.
Little Pisces. Or spectrophilia is sex with ghosts.
Yeah, that was, I sent you that. Yes. I think that came up for Scorpios too.
Yes. You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Spooky, otherworldly. Spooky folk. So that's
a little taste.
That's our thoughts. I don't know. I would be like, let us know. You don't have to if you don't want to. But we're definitely consenting to you guys being like, yes, I totally have this kink, and like, this is my chart about it. Text us, sext us.
Sext us.
We would get taken off of our texting platform so fast. Literally don't. You could DM us.
Yeah, literally DM us. They already hate that I like send links sometimes. They're like, blocked.
Yeah, we have a tough time with them.
We have a lot of struggle there.
But get out there. Explore. I hope you have partners or one partner that make you feel like you could like bring these things up.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, like, I know we've never like done anything like this before, but the Astro Slut said that. I might be really into BDSM.
And you should put on a sexy maid outfit and clean my house.
Like a lot of kink things. Do your research. You know, have your safe words and whatever with your people. Maybe this is what we're going to topic about. I don't know. But yeah, consent.
Slut safely.
Slut safely, slut informed, slut consent.
Yeah, beautiful.
One of those like affirmation style posts that says that.
I love that.
Up next is hot topic.
Sorry.
Fuzzes are fuzzing today. No, I forgot that we had a song because I almost started singing Hotline Bling, and then
Then
I was like, oh no, that's not right. And then I just was like, let me just go for it. And then I was like, there is a song.
Should we try again?
Yes.
Hot topics.
Are we giving like when Netflix like for whatever reason decides like that a show needs to be like become a musical?
Totally.
And everyone's like, nobody asked for this to be like a musical
episode
season.
Or season 4, episode 6. And they just start singing.
And you're like, for no reason did there need to be a song.
Yeah, literally that. I love it.
I love it too. They clearly keep doing it for a reason.
Right. So it's working.
Something's working in a way that is beyond me. But we're going to keep doing it. We thought we would just, well, in Hot Topic, we just take a little break from astrology and just chit chat. We thought we'd do some like summer reflections, our summer scrapbook.
Cute.
It is cute. What you got? How was your summer?
Let me reflect for a second.
Did you have a great summer?
I did have a great summer, Hags. And yeah, I'm honestly like, last week it was just, if you're in Chicago, it was 105 for like 3 days or 2 days, but it felt like forever. So like it did really make me like ready to move on.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, okay, we can stop doing that. But I feel like I had a really nice summer. I feel like I did all the summery things I wanted to do. I got a new job. I relaxed a lot. I started teaching Pilates. I feel like I had a big change season and everything worked out well, as Sagittarian life goes. But yeah, I feel like I had a nice time. Did you have a nice time?
Yes, I am like excited. I know that like we have it just like so in our heads that like September is back to school.
Yeah.
But like it is
no,
cool
like,
that like we're
hot
adults.
For 2 more months.
Yeah, I'm convinced like we're gonna be wearing shorts on Halloween. Like just with the general climate vibes.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, it is cool that like as adults, like nothing's like changing. Yeah. Like we still like could like go to the beach.
Yeah,
over
no,
the
literally.
So that's cool. I don't know. The summer was good. I do feel like overall like my mental health has been like pretty dece.
Yeah.
By dece I mean like I've been like waking up being like I love it here.
Yeah, that's good.
It is great. But so like this is a note to self, like, okay, in a couple months when it's like cloudy every day and freezing and I'm like I could literally die and be happier,
I know.
I wonder if it maybe it's that. Maybe it's that.
I know. I know. It does just make you think. I'm like, would I just be happier if I lived somewhere where it was sunny?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I love the fall.
Yeah.
And I do honestly like winter till like January.
It does get old.
But it gets so, it does like get really hard. And then you're like, I know. It's like, should we just like not live here? But I do love the.
I like the seasons.
I do too. I think the seasons make it special.
Yeah.
But I do love like a late summer vibe. Like I feel like you do like get so like just back to school minded that we forget that like, no, you could still like eat on a patio.
Well, we're getting to go like to the peak beach. Patio season.
Yeah, like
honestly.
This is like when it's like nice to actually do shit.
Yeah. You can like wear a jacket on a patio and be right. Like, it's the most beautiful night.
I know.
So, yeah, it is actually, I'm like, not us talking about the weather. I was going to be like, today's actually the most beautiful day ever. It's been like sunny and 70 degrees
today. It's
a
beautiful weekend. It's been so nice all weekend.
Yeah.
I could talk about the weather forever. When people are like, oh my God,
it's nature.
Small talk, yeah. Like the weather. I'm like, I low-key love the weather. I love to talk about the weather.
Look at us, the two oldest friends. Talking about the weather, there's just nothing like
it. There's nothing like it.
I went to a place called Blarney Island.
Oh
yesterday.
My God, I was hoping you were going to bring this up, but I forgot
I forgot to make it part of my update. Yeah. It was part of my dehydration, and then I just never got like deeper into it. Yeah, it's the key west of the Midwest.
That
it's like
insane.
In Antioch. I had to go for work to like shoot an event. And it was literally insane.
How did you get
insane.
Out there?
I drove.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. We were like going to Uber and I was like, no, if we have to wait for a ferry to take
That's
us
what
to this
I was
bar.
Like, what did you guys do?
I was like, I am not waiting on multiple transportation services that are like not in our power. We were like, we need to have control
have
of
one
aspect
thing.
Of this. Yeah, it was crazy. It was really fun. I want everyone to
oh
go.
Oh my God,
back.
No, that's so funny.
We want to have everyone go for his birthday only
I
because
love
he's
that.
The next birthday.
I love that.
It was a fucking hoot. There was like multiple bands played. It was just like all these like drunk old white people.
Is it like that all the time? Like every weekend or
I
was,
think so.
Yeah.
No, I think it's okay. Like that all it's like what it's like on it's like in the middle of this like huge lake. So there's like all this docking. So it's like if you lived on that lake, you could just take your boat to the bar in the middle.
That is so funny.
Yeah, it was like literally a floating bar in Antioch, Illinois.
Like that is crazy.
It was
like
crazy.
Who knew?
I had no idea.
No, it was like I was like dying because I sent Aubrey like a photo from like my weird astrology research that I was doing and they send back.
When you said, I'm here.
Currently here. Yeah. And then they send, they're currently here. And I didn't know they were doing this, mind you. So then they send back a video of like 500 blonde lookalike women dancing.
Won't you take me to Funky Town? live band.
I was like, what? Like literally, where are you? And then I look at your location and you're in the middle of a lake, so that gave me no answers. I was like, what? Like usually if you're like, I'm like, oh, I can put things together. Yeah, no, I had no answers. I was like, literally, where are you? What's going on?
Yeah,
how did you get there?
It's a crazy way to spend a Saturday.
That is just so, so funny.
And it was like, I got home so late. Well, we like missed a ferry.
Oh my God.
And like, I knew it was going to happen. We were like sitting like at a table, like waiting for the ferry to come back.
Yeah.
And I was like, people are fucking lining up. Like, this is the time that everyone wants to leave.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's going to fill up. And of course it did. So then we had to wait like 30 more minutes for the ferry to like leave and come back. And so like I literally got home at like 1 a.m. last night. Well, granted, we got dinner.
Okay.
We like drove back to the city and then we hadn't eaten.
Yeah.
Since lunch.
Yeah.
And it was like 11 o'clock. So we got food. But I was just like, oh, my God. Like.
Yeah, like literally
we didn't drink
what?
Any water and I was just like like gradually sipping on cocktails. Like I wasn't drunk, but like,
yeah,
we would like just shoot like a shot substance. And then, yeah, literally I had to like convince myself to like not be afraid to speak to the old white people
and be like, can I take a video of you for the Instagram? Stop. It's just so funny.
Yeah. We could get it more yeah, into I, like, it.
I have more
dinner.
Questions that I can't ask about this.
Back to our general summer vibes. I do feel like I've had the like breathing room to just like, granted this is like my life circumstances as well, but like I guess the summer was like me living in my own apartment the whole yeah. time, so I'm so grateful I've had so much space.
Yeah, totally.
To like think and exist and like figure stuff out, and that like feels very like summer mm-hmm. freedom vibes, which has been particularly nice, I think.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Has like encouraged me to be like, this is amazing. I can like exhale and like do whatever I want and yeah. have a great time, as opposed to like if that had happened like in the winter, I think it could have like yeah, gone more been, like scary. I'm alone.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, like you could just go take a walk and it's not like you're taking a walk and yeah. it's 0 degrees and you're like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
It's like quite nice.
I know. I do feel like I haven't like done much like nature, I feel like, this summer. Mm-hmm. I've been just like working on stuff a lot, which is like cool, but like I've been to the, like, I live right by a park, and I feel like I've been to the park, like, 2 days. Yeah. I'm like, wait, I should be there every day. Like, what am I doing?
Totally. I know. I just, like, walk around my yeah. areas, but I don't, like, I'm outside all the time, but, yeah, I haven't done a lot of nature, I don't think, either, because I just literally walk around all day.
Yeah. I want to plan a group beach hang
yeah
this weekend where I was for his birthday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I haven't been.
It was literally so nice the whole time. We were like, why are we in Europe?
Yeah,
it's like really rocky. Uh-huh. Which is cool.
Yeah, I've never done that though.
It was really nice, but I want everyone we know
yeah
to
that's
go there.
Fun. I'm gonna be at the lake,
of course,
which I am excited about because I really haven't done, I haven't gone to the lake house a lot the last 2 summers.
Yeah, you haven't.
And I'm really excited about it. I'm ditching my boyfriend, which I feel bad. He has to work. Mm. So I was like, sorry, I gotta go. But I'm so excited. I got a paddleboard literally last summer and I haven't even tried it yet. So I'm gonna try to paddleboard this weekend. That's summer cute. Activity. And yeah, I'm excited about that. My bike is up there too. Like all my skateboard's up there. Not that I can skateboard anymore, but,
but
all
there.
My things are up there too. So it's like, because I just like, I'm too much of a scaredy cat to do any of that in the city. I'll go in my canoe. I love my canoe. So yeah, that'll be a nice nature weekend. Eat Panera.
Absolutely.
I'm going to bring my Panera
vegan
sweatsuit.
Dilly bar. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, did you get that finally?
Yes, I finally got it. Like right before I left for Mexico. So then I like didn't even acknowledge it. But yeah, I won a Good Children ex Panera Instagram giveaway, which was obviously a big highlight of the summer. And I have
one from Panera for yeah, clarity.
For
this
clarity,
was like not
Panera
Andrew
picked.
And Joe being like Nepo baby, like we'll just give it to our friend. Like Panera chose her.
And I literally got a DM from Panera. You have no idea what that means to me. Aubrey and I would go there 4 times a week as children. So
we were huge ice cream tea girlies.
Jacked up on ice cream tea. And I have my own Panera mac and cheese sweatshirt and sweatpants. So I'm going to bring it to the lake. I can already imagine the Polaroid I'm going to have my mom take.
I feel like
so cute. Maybe have a baguette in
my
hand.
I was going to say, I'm having a vision of like, I want you to turn a bread product into a bag.
Oh,
like,
uh-huh.
Could you bring like chain?
Yeah.
And like have yeah. it just like
cute.
Some sort of like chain attached
totally.
To the bag.
I can definitely do that.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps a bagel, because I feel like you always have bagels there.
That's funny.
Be
yeah.
cute.
Yeah, that would be really cute. I'll be at the lake house hole punching a bagel. It's very also to bring in Harry Hill. It's very Harry Hill Beaver Island yes. Court. That's my weekend ahead. Yeah, literally.
That's wonderful.
So I'm excited about that, keeping the summer vibes going.
Mm-hmm. I keep doing every other weekend where, like, I have every hour scheduled. Mm-hmm. Like, I keep, like, blocking my whole weekends, and, like, I don't sit down the whole weekend. This is one of those weekends.
Yeah.
And then the next weekend I like am dead, and like I just am horizontal, and yeah. I like, can't do anything. Which, you know, I think I could try to balance out maybe going into the fall.
No, totally. I know, it is just hard because you just want to do all the things.
Just want to do all of them, and they always all happen
all at once,
the same time.
Yeah. No, that's how it is. I feel like I have like one weekend a month where everyone I know has planned something, and then the rest of the weekends are like normal.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm supposed to do 7 things on October 16th. Like, but the rest of the year I'm free. Yeah.
Like literally any day but that day I could make work.
Literally.
Hilarious. Well, hope you sluts had a good summer. Thanks for joining us every week.
We'll be back for some spooky season fun and advice.
Yeah. One more seg. This is our advice segment. We like to call it
Hotline Bling.
That's not what we call it. What is it?
The Crush Crisis?
Yeah.
The Hotline?
Oh, the hot. Yes, it's our hotline. We have a number that you could text us at. It's in the link description situation, or the show notes, if you will. But if you go also to show notes or to our link in our social media bios, there's a Google form, and you can ask us advice. You can ask us astrology questions. You can request topics. You can tell us a silly story. Really anything goes. We want to hear from you. We'll read your submission on the pod and say what we have to say about it. So please keep submitting. We will continue them next season.
Yeah.
Here's this week's.
I'll be honest. My job is awful. They're constantly changing directives, enforcing sexist policies against women, firing the only black women of color in senior management positions, and I don't even make a fraction of what my coworkers make. It's gross. It's awful. The Aries in me wants to get the fuck out. However, with all the stress of leaving, job searching, etc., I feel like my Capricorn rising takes over, and I keep convincing myself to stay and wait it out and commit to my job and follow my job through. Need general advice because a girl is stressed. And this listener is an Aries sun, Leo moon, Capricorn rising.
First of all, astrology aside, you deserve to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you were born in 98, so we're all in similar vibes. I assume that your parents, guardians, whoever raised you, are like boomer-esque.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think people older than us really have it ingrained in them that you need to like be in the trenches and like you know, get through the tough stuff and pay your dues and whatever. And I just like don't think that that is like reality anymore. Like I also believe that like any job is gonna like have some fucking bullshit to it. Like very few places are gonna be like absolutely perfect. And of course there is like we have to work our way up in some manner, most of us do, but like it's about finding what you're willing to tolerate, and like there is a place that like you will not like you shouldn't be like deeply upset about your workplace every day.
I agree. I just like feel like personally I've been trying to like tell all my friends to leave their jobs this summer so like I'll just keep going, but I do think it's just like I don't know. I don't want to say it's like not a reflection of you, because sometimes you just like need to make money. But it's like truly where you're giving so much of your time, probably most of your energy. and like emotional power and all that stuff. So it's like, I don't know. I'm not judging you in any way because I've truly also like literally only worked for the most terrible people in my opinion. But I do think just think about how much you're giving to that place and like how much you're giving to those leaders and like how much of your time. And like, is that where you want to be spending your energy and like who you want to be like helping grow their business? Because like, to be honest, like you're like, yeah, whatever your career, but like what you're doing is building that person's business. So yeah. Like, do you want to be building that business for them? Probably not. I also think just like personally, when I left my job in May, like just like I worked in such like an emotionally charged workplace and like the amount of energy I have just like not being consumed in drama all the time is like you could apply for like 50 jobs a day if you're just not consumed by all that drama and all the like emotional toil and like being pissed off about like how much more money your coworker makes or whatever it is. I think it's like such an energy suck that we don't think about. Like, I know I was just like completely exhausted by my job and like was so hard for me to do anything else. And now like, I don't know, I'm working like 4 days a week right now, so I guess like I have a little more time, but like I also like we have our podcast and I'm doing more of my craft events and I'm teaching Pilates and I whatever else I do. And honestly, it's not like I'm not that tired. Like, I am far less tired doing all that shit and having a job than, like, I was having a job and, like, trying to just, like, be a person. So I think, like, maybe that's a good thing to think about is just think about how much, like, time you're putting down the toilet into, like, being upset about your job.
Yeah. You also do just, like, become the people you surround yourself with. Yeah. So, like, I mean, I have to assume you have some sort of, like, friend at work. You don't, like, mention that, but, like, I assume there's like there must be something redeeming about this job that even if it's just like you have your like work bestie that you complain with. But like even that, like you just like are soaking in like.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm glad that you still like are like know that these things that are going on at your workplace are like awful, because I think I'm someone that like I just like detach myself when it becomes like so the norm that like things are fucked up that I'm just like, that's just how it is. And like, so good for you for being able to be like, this is all bullshit like every day.
Yeah.
But also like Danny just said, like
it's a lot of energy. It's just like really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's good to know those things, but like, I don't know. Personally, like, it affected me a lot. And then it's, like, so hard to be so affected every day. Like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
I would say just, like, job advice-wise, like, obviously this is very dependent on, like, your savings. If you can ask for support from family or whatever. But, like, I would say either if you want to keep your job, like, you have to, like, block calendar time, whether it's, like, Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. to like apply for jobs and do that shit, because it does take time. Like, I don't know what industry you work in, but like if you're in creative, like you have to put your fucking portfolio together or like update your resume, like your LinkedIn, or like stalk people you used to work with, like whatever it is. Like, it just takes time to like do a good job at finding a job. Or if you have like the opportunity, like if you have some savings and you can leave your job or like get a part-time job in the meantime, and then just like tell yourself like, okay, I'm just gonna like go hard on applying and reaching out to people I know and whatever, then I would suggest doing that. But I mean, it does take a lot of time. I would say, like, personally, if you can reach out to people, I know it's like embarrassing and sometimes we're shy, but if you know people who work somewhere you like, the best thing you can do is reach out to them, because I don't know, I feel like just like applying to like a post on LinkedIn where like 10,000 people have applied to something is like so just like you're just gonna get lost. So really be brave and like try to think about connections you might have.
Yeah, your MC is in the 11th house, so I would say definitely lean on your network, the people you know.
Yeah, like if you had a past manager you really got along with, or like you had a summer part-time job somewhere, but then now this person works somewhere you think is really cool. Like, literally try to think of all those people. Cold DM them on Instagram, DM them on LinkedIn, like, whatever. Like, the worst they could just do is, like, ignore you or be like, oh, we're not hiring.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
And, like, I don't know. I don't think anyone's, like, judging you for doing that. No. Like, everybody's looking for a job. Like, everyone literally has once looked for a job. Like,
yeah. Like, I literally slid into my current boss's DMs. I said, hi, I would be good at this. And then
here you are.
I mean, it took like 2 months, but eventually I got the job. So you just have to put yourself up there sometimes.
Yeah. And know that you're worth and, like,
yeah, know what you're good at. Be honest about, like, would that job be good for you? But you do also have, like, a lot of fourth house energy, like, in Aries there. So, like, maybe try to look for, like, a work from home or remote girl job.
Yeah.
I personally am doing that right now and I love it. But I think it's also just, like, if you're coming from, I don't know if you're in the office experiencing all this, but it feels like probably because it's, like, I think you can be a little more detached usually if you're not in an office. But maybe you just need to, like, even if it's a temporary remote situation or job, like, maybe look for something that you can just, like, have a little more space from, like, the corporate drama or all the center of, you know, what's going on, because that might just feel good for, like, a little step back. And then also Mars is currently in Libra right now, which is in your 10th house. So I think it is really good time to start putting that energy into, like, putting your resume together, updating your portfolio. Use that Mars little kick in the ass and use that little Libra charm to send those DMs, charm people in an interview, whatever else you might need to get a job. Use it.
You do also have Jupiter in your fifth house this year from, like, it's like May 2023 to May 2024. So this is giving, like, an abundance of creativity, mm-hmm. like figuring out what you're good at, what you like to do, like what gives you pleasure. Which I think that is, like, a really nice combo with, like, Mars going into your 10th house for the next like month or so, month and a half, I guess. It's, like, a nice combo of, like, what do you want to do long term? How can you be, like, creative and actionable towards that energy? And then starting in May of next year, Jupiter will move into your sixth house, which is, like, daily work, like who you're working for currently, as opposed to, like, what you want to be doing, like your daily routine. So I feel like next year in particular is giving more, like, job opportunities, like luck in this, like, day-to-day situation.
Yeah, totally.
You also just had, well, currently have Mercury retrograde in your ninth house, and I guess next year, end of this year, Pluto will be entering your second, when Pluto moves back into Aquarius, mm-hmm. it'll be your second house, which is, like, values, money, also giving, like, entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Which, like, clearly, like, your current job does, like, not align with those, like, values that you have, but, like, the next, I think the Mercury retrograde in your, like, ninth house of, like, philosophy, spirituality, like, kind of, like, figuring out what these are all, like, belief systems, kind of. So I think this Mercury retrograde plus, like, the next 20 years of, like, your Pluto transit are going to be, like, transforming how you align with, like, what you believe in. Yeah, which I think is mm-hmm. is great. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I do just think, like, I don't know. I know this is me. I just don't think jobs are that serious. But, like, career is just, like, not something that's, like, important to me in, like, the bigger picture. But I just don't think you need to, like, stick it out if you're unhappy. Like, I don't think you need to, like, try to change them or, like, like, you can obviously speak your mind in the moment or, like, speak your mind in an exit interview or whatever. But I don't think it's, like, worth trying to, like, make it a better situation. And just a reminder, like, your job literally doesn't care about you. I know, like, when you're there or if they think you're going to leave, like, they will say anything to make it feel like you're important. You're a part of the team. They value you. You're amazing. We'll do anything to keep you. We'll, you know, we'll make changes internally, like whatever. But like truly the second you leave, they will, or like give notice, like they do not care about you.
Yeah.
Which I think it's like, I don't know, that's something like my dad taught me, like when I had my first job and I like was so attached to it and I was so close with the founders and I didn't want to leave. And my dad was like, Danny, like they don't give a fuck about you. And I was like, yes, they do. Like we're friends. Like we're really close. Like I like help them build their business. And then truly like the second I gave my notice, they were like, go fuck yourself. Like, so they just don't care about you. And that's hard. But I think it makes it easier when you need to know, like, okay, like this is a business. It's time for me to get out of here. They will literally just hire someone else.
Yeah. Fuck them. Fuck capitalism.
Yeah.
You can find some place that's tolerable.
Yeah.
And even if that's like, if you'd rather be like a data inputter from home.
Literally.
For a minute just to like pay the bills, like, you deserve to not feel like you're in turmoil or just like in literal hell every day.
And yeah,
the current situation you cannot look past to pay the bills, like get out of there.
Yeah. Also lie about how much you made. I don't know what your other coworkers are making, but just tell people when you're looking for a job that that's what you were making or go above it. They can't actually look into things and you don't actually have to tell them the truth. So get yourself a nice pay bump while you're at it.
Happy job hunting. Thanks for writing in. Thank you everyone for listening to our episode.
Thanks slut for hot listening summer, to the slut hot season. Summer. Slut hot summer. Slut hot summer. yeah. We'll be back. Ooh, spooky season.
We've got some fun stuff planned for this next season. And we will not be gone for long.
Yeah, probably just a couple weeks, right? Yeah.
Ride out the rest of this Mercury retrograde. I'm proud of us for like we don't do seasons during Mercury retrograde anymore. That was horrible when we were doing
that. Yeah, we were doing that for a while. We kept starting it like right when Mercury retrograde started and it was just kind of dumb.
Chaos.
It was kind of dumb.
It was just like a little bit dumb.
Okay.
Well.
Yay.
Bye, sluts.
Bye, sluts.